This is Vermont Edition. I'm Mitch Wertlieb in for Jane Lindholm. Now, if you're a big fan of football, not the kind played to perfection this year by the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, but the one with the ball that bounces weirdly if you drop it, there is a good chance you've seen the work of our next guest, who has left his mark on the last 20 Super Bowls. Lee Keller didn't rush or throw for any touchdowns or even kick an extra point in any of those championship games. What he did do was help prepare the fields for those NFL title games for the players and officials who roamed them. Pristine fields of play, though, are nothing new for the folks in Milton, Vermont, who are already aware of Lee Keller's work. Keller is a groundskeeper for the Milton School District, with a resume that just happens to also include an impressive list of professional and international venues far from Vermont. And Lee Keller joins us now in our VPR studios to talk about groundskeeping. Welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thanks for having me.
So, first of all, what got you interested in being a professional groundskeeper?
Well, I guess just growing up playing sports all my life, loved it. Started out landscaping, mowing lawns, and just continued from there. Once I graduated from UVM, there wasn't a lot of opportunity available, and I started with company Chem Lawn, and I wrote George Toma, famous groundskeeper, a letter, and he actually asked me to come work with him, or allowed me to come work with him, and kind of started from there with the Kansas City Royals and spring training.
Let me ask you a little bit about George Toma, because he really is kind of a legend in the groundskeeping world. What was he all about?
He basically was tapped by Pete Rozelle to do the first Super Bowl. I believe it was 1967, and he's done every one since. So now this next one, I believe, would be 54. And he just turned 90 this past Super Bowl,
wow.
day before the Super Bowl. So he's basically our figurehead, our mentor, our dad, everything.
And when you wrote a letter to him, did he respond to you?
He did. He wrote a letter back asking or allowing me to come down. And Baseball City was a brand spanking new complex, home to the Royals. Owned by Anheuser-Busch, and they were there for 15, 16 years until they moved to Arizona.
And where was that located? I'm sorry, was that in Florida?
Right,
or
Haines City, Florida.
In Florida,
yep,
okay.
Right outside Orlando.
So your work has included working, as you say, for the Kansas City Royals spring training facility, also being on the crew of the last 20 Super Bowls. That's pretty cool. How did you get those Super Bowl gigs?
Just through George. There was numerous times where there's a lot of us that started through Baseball City, including the head of the NFL grounds crew now, Ed Mangan. And there was not a real full-time crew down in Florida. And there was times where we were sitting on the bench, the Royals would be working out, and we'd be like, George, when are you going to take us to Super Bowl? And he's like, he'd be like, you know, I can't. We wouldn't have this place ready. But I got my opportunity in 2000. Actually, 96, I went to my first and helped prepare down at Tulane. And then in
hey, that's my alma mater. That's
that
pretty
great.
Cool. That's
yep.
where the 96 Super Bowl was. Remind
yep.
us who played. Was that the Patriots playing the Green Bay Packers in
yes,
that one?
Yes, it was.
Oh, my
yep.
gosh. Wow, that brings me back.
Yeah, which I didn't. I was down in the fall from Thanksgiving to about Christmas preparing practice facilities. And I wasn't on the crew for the actual game. And then when I went to it was 2000 with the Giants and the Ravens, and that's when I was in Tampa for my first Super Bowl there.
What was the feeling then when you're on the crew, it's the big show. Did you have butterflies? I mean, you know, you're one of a crew of many. How did you feel?
Absolutely scared. I mean, you know, you're out in a big stadium. It's the spotlight of the world. I mean, I believe it's like 186 countries it's broadcast to, or I'm not sure right now. It could be more. Sure, you're definitely nervous. It's a lot different than being Centennial Field in Vermont or Milton High School for that.
The friendly confines, yeah. So describe a little bit about what your role would be during that big game, because you're one of many, but what were your responsibilities, briefly in during that big game?
Well, as a crew, we're responsible. A lot of people think we just do the stadium. We do the practice facilities for both teams. Usually there is once in a while where we don't. We paint and prepare a lot in the NFL experience, which is almost like a Disney World for football. During the actual preparation for the game. I'm a lot behind the scenes. I'm handling equipment, making sure equipment's up and running. I don't do a lot of painting, but I'll, you know, mix, prepare, get machines ready, fix them, transport them. I do a lot of taking stuff to practice facilities, or we'll split our crew sometimes in thirds. Some people going and painting NFL experience. Some people painting one practice facility or another. Depending what city you're in, there's a variety of different responsibilities at each place.
It sounds like there's so much more to it than I ever thought. You're right. It's not just about, you know, painting the lines or what have you.
Right.
Did you get any, you know, were you able to bring any friends or family to any of these Super Bowls? Do you get any extra tickets or anything like that?
Absolutely not.
The
tickets are all pretty much accounted for. Years ago, I believe, which I never did, there was a little bit of opportunity for people to purchase tickets at face value, but now it's all pretty much you'd have to go through a regular source like StubHub or something like that to get
a little expensive.
Right.
I think to have to do that. So, Lee, what about closer to home here? Is the Milton School District, you're responsible for the grounds being kept well. What are some of the big challenges in Vermont about doing that?
We have a great crew at Milton. Bruce Cheeseman, when he hired me, it was trying to teach a lot of the people there kind of how to do things. Tyler Flynn and our crew just do a great job. They're summer help kids at Tyler Flynn's a full-time head groundskeeper. And we just – Cam Goodrich and several other guys, they're eager to learn. They're great workers. And we're doing everything we possibly can within the budget. We don't have the budget that obviously we'd love to have to really make it top-notch, but we've made a lot of improvement in the last couple of years and strive for more.
How do you deal with things like the incredibly, you know, wet spring we had? You know, that must be tough for the grounds, I would think.
Actually, in Milton, it wasn't tough because we're on pure sand up there.
Is that
so
right?
We had a lot of our athletic director, Marcel, we had schools coming and playing games this spring at our place because we were dry and playable, which that's been a benefit. Right now we're struggling with some problems with our irrigation, which we really need to, you know, hopefully get that straightened out, and that'll really put us on the road to success.
Well, we certainly hope that you do. Lee Keller is a groundskeeper for the Milton School District. Thank you so much for being with us today, Lee.
Thank you very much for having me.